brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yeah, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m. This is a one-hour show.
That's a fact.
I'm just leaving it at that.
We recently had the whole, daylight saving time end. So at 2 a.m., are we on at 1 a.m. now?
Not in Russia.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't observe it. Yeah.
No, we fell back an hour.
Well, whatever Putin
Not after that, yeah. that video we made.
Oh, no. I can't go back to Russia after the video. No. It's, they were consenting adults. Let's just leave it at that, okay?
Well, here's to an extra hour of 2020, everyone.
Oh, yeah, we're one more hour of 2020.
2020 can kiss my... All right, so this is Made Man, Bob.
Yeah, continue, Bob.
And joining me today are Made Man, Brent.
Pleasure to be here. I see we skipped the dump bucket again today.
Oh,
There's
yeah.
There's no need for a dump bucket.
I didn't even notice it was going to... No, just keep my whiskey right.
If you need a dump bucket today, get out. Just get out. And good old boy, Justin.
Good morning.
And good old boy, Harmeet.
Thanks for having me, Bob. I really appreciate it.
You should be happy anybody would have you. So, mm-hmm.
I was sincere today. I tried being sincere, and there you go right
Well, back. You had the most sincere pumpkin patch this year.
I did.
So, did he come?
No.
Did the great pumpkin
The great come? Pumpkin never comes.
I feel bad for
I him. Tried to be sincere.
You know.
I smirked once.
It's Sally. That's the problem. You brought her out there. She's insincere.
That's Sally's my weakness.
Yeah, well, you know, she is a little blonde girl. I don't know what to tell you.
Ever since I was a five-year-old, man. Ever since I was a five-year-old, it's been blondes ever since.
Okay, I'm officially creeped out now. Okay.
I told you about the stewardess who winked at me in Amsterdam. I was 5 years old. The blonde stewardess just winked. She was in that KLM outfit, the little short midi skirt. Just winked at me.
And ever since now you're fixed blondes. For life.
She had something Done. In her eye because Harm was throwing
yeah,
stuff.
Right, you know, right.
Stabbed her with a pencil. Screaming in Dutch, what a little brat, you know. All right, so.
We've got seven whiskeys to go. Let's move on.
Well, Brent and myself are with the Bourbon Mafia. The Bourbon Mafia is a nonprofit organization composed of bourbon enthusiasts and industry professionals, which representation in 8 states and 2 countries. Our members combine a love of bourbon with a passion for charitable work. The group uses their love of our native spirit to raise money for local and national charities through rare bottle auctions and other themed events. You can check them out on Facebook at The Bourbon Mafia. This show is also sponsored in part by the Florida Whiskey Society. To find out more about the society and the events that we used to have before 2020 came and ruined all of our lives, you can check them out at ftlws.com. And our show is also sponsored in part by Fine Spirits in Cooper City, Florida, home of the Enomatic Machine, serving great wines, whiskeys, and other spirits by the glass. You can find them at finespirits.net or on Facebook at
facebook.com/finespirits.
Thank you, Don Pardo.
And also follow us on Instagram, just Fine Spirits.
I followed you on Instagram, but I think I went on the wrong one because the pictures you're putting on there just...
Ooh. Oh, that's the personal one, don't
follow, yeah, no.
Follow the store one, not the personal one. That's the private account.
Yeah, that's why was that chimpanzee hairless? I don't know.
She had problems.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else you can get a drink. And today's show is basically our third fall release series. Remember when we used to just do one, and yeah, then we started doing two, and now we're three, and honestly, I've still got some more stuff.
Right, so, it's going to be a four.
So
four
it'll segment. Be about a 3.5 one. So yeah. The spirits we're going to be discussing today, we have from Green River, the Green River Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, a pre-release press sample. It's not out to the public yet, but we'll give you an idea of where they're going. From OKI, we have the OKI Straight Bourbon Whiskey. OKI, yes, they are back. Barrel number 5. Yellowstone, the 2020 limited edition. They're back, and we're going to tell you all about that one. Woodford Reserve Baccarat Edition. The Larceny Barrel Proof C920. The Elijah Craig Barrel Proof C920. And last but not least, the Parker's Heritage Collection 2020 Heavy Char. So we're going to have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings.
All right. So, Mr. Eastwood, thanks for coming in the studio today and helping me discuss our sips ratings.
Oh, geez.
Justin, I don't know what you're talking about, but just let me do my thing here.
Sounds like Dennis Hopper on Ludes.
One sip. Give me a water to wash out my mouth. Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Three, I am like 90 years old. Give me a break. Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
I'm surprised you didn't say punk. I feel like that needed a punk at the end.
All right, punk. Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Just sad today. Just sad.
Five sips I love as much as my 44 Magnum. Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
That's just
my
creepy.
Goodness.
Oh, God.
Yes!
Clint Eastwood still alive?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Not I anymore, am. Though. No.
You won't be soon.
Yeah, 2020 still got some
time. Not anymore. After he heard that, he decided to go down to the basement, sit in a warm tub, and open his veins. Yeah, so. And
use that 44 Magnum.
He's going like, I sound like that? Oh, my God, no.
2020 still has some time.
No, he really says, thank God I don't sound like that.
Yeah,
thanks exactly. For coming in, Clint. I appreciate it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, straight in the toilet. All right, well, let's get into it because we've got a bunch of them to go over and only 52 minutes to do it in. So we're going to have Brent tell us about our first whiskey.
Thanks, Bob. First whiskey is Green River Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's 117 proof for 58.5% ABV. It's made up of 70% corn, 21% rye, and 9% malted barley. Now, this is a pre-release sample. It's aged at 3 years, 9 months.
God, I love our job.
Yeah. So the Green River Distilling Company was originally founded back in 1885 by J.W. McCullough. In the years that followed, the brand name gained a name for quality, winning a gold medal for Best of Show at the Paris Exposition in 1900 and the grand prize at the 1905 Exposition in Belgium. According to legend, 20 barrels of it were once traded for a Colorado gold mine, and songs were written about the whiskey without a headache. I love a whiskey without a headache.
Yeah, trust me, they just didn't drink enough.
That's some good marketing. Yeah. That is some good marketing.
Yeah. So in 1918, a fire raged through the distillery, destroying most of the buildings and all of the aging whiskey, and prohibition was passed just 2 years later before the facility could be rebuilt. In 1936, the property was sold to the Kentucky Sour Mash Distilling Company, who went bankrupt shortly after rebuilding the facility. In 1939, a group of Medley family members purchased the facility and formed the Medley Distilling Company. And for the next 70 years, the distillery changed hands a few times, but Medley family members continued in various management roles. In 2014, Terracincia Corporation purchased the distillery and began renovations. Ron Call, a master distiller with 40 years of experience at Jim Beam Brands and Florida Caribbean Distillers, was tapped to consult on the project, and Ron's son, Jake McCall, was brought in to oversee the extensive renovation and ultimately manage distillery operations under the O.Z. Tyler name. In 2016, the distillery opened for production and began laying down whiskey for barrel aging, and in 2020, history comes full circle, and with the support of the J.W. McCullough's great-grandson, Green River Distilling Company returns to its original name.
Old brand.
Yeah,
I'm confused. Yeah. Is it O.Z. Tyler or is it Green River?
Well, it's Green River now.
It's Green, yeah.
So O.Z. Tyler's changed their name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it was that was the site of the original distillery. So.
Right. Okay.
Very good. I have a lot of things. When the first impressions, I'm thinking, okay, a 4-year bourbon. Okay, we've had these before. Then I get my second impression. I actually look at it and I'm like, whoa, that is dark. I mean, you know, a 4-year bourbon, I don't know if I've ever seen a 4-year bourbon that dark before. Even a 10-year bourbon or a barrel.
Well, TerraSensu is involved. Did they do their whole sonication thing to maybe get this color?
No, this is just straight bourbon. Yeah.
Right.
No, manipulation. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so it's darker than some of the barrel proofs that we have today, which is surprising because those are some powerful things. But then the next thing I know, I get a little bit of, I nose a little bit, get some spice, some vanilla, some of your normal bourbon notes. And then when you taste it, oh, what a beautiful mouthfeel. This has just got, it's full of spice and vanilla, a bit of citrus, oranges, just you get that tingling in the front of your mouth, and I was impressed. I mean, I was like, there's no way this is under 4 years. I mean, this drink's like an 8-year, 9-year. It'll be interesting to see what happens. And nice finish with it. And it's overall, I'm very impressed with it, especially for the age.
I mean, Brent, this is good old boy harm. And let me tell you, I agree with you, and I'm surprised because I cannot believe this. It's under 4 years old. This is stunning.
Right. You know how many 4-year olds that we get? Like, okay, great. You know, yeah, we have to wait a few more years.
Yeah.
I'll be looking forward to this in, in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
That's not this at all.
My only caveat is I didn't get the citrus as much as you did. I got barrel char, I got cherries, milk chocolate, and I think Bob off the air you said maple syrup. Right? It's coming out now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a little bit of water.
I get with what he says with the lemon. There's sort of a lemony,
citrusy thing.
It's citrusy, but it's more toward the lemony side.
Was more on the nose for me than
just on the front of the palate. But we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing a lovely pre-release press sample that the folks at Green River sent over to us of their Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. I get a little bit of the citrus that he's saying. I got more of the maple syrup on the front and like a burnt toffee and, a good strong undercurrent of vanilla. But, yeah, it's got some serious backbone to it. It's
again, I feel like they must have done something from Terra. Because it doesn't taste like it's so young. It's ridiculous. And now that we off the air, I was talking with Brent and Bob about that citrus note, and it's on the middle of the tongue, isn't it? I think I'm going more with Brent. It's more orange than lemon. Brent, yeah. Bob's got lemon.
I get the lemon orange on the exhale. I get the citrus he's talking about on the middle of the tongue, but on the exhale, I get just sort of like that lemon pledgy kind of lemony in the nasal cavity. So what do you think, Justin?
I definitely got pledge on the nose, and I got mint and floral notes that consistent through from when we opened it to now.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
And the finish is long for its age. I think it's really good.
Yeah, I mean, if this is representative of what they're going to be turning out in, another year or two, then,
It's going to be stunning whiskey in a couple of years.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I mean, I hope it doesn't get too oaky, though. You know,
I'm guessing that they probably look for a really good barrel to send out for the press sample. Yeah. So this is probably a really good barrel.
Because you can overdo this because my very first note on this was barrel char.
So and I'm thinking probably upper tier of the Rick House. But again, even if this is one of their best, if they're even close to this good at 3 years and 9 months,
they're not going to be doing single barrels. They're going to be blending them, right? Doing small batches.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't. I mean, I'm sure eventually they'll have a single barrel program. Everybody pretty much does. But we're going to be rating the Green River Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey pre-release sample. 4 sips.
That's crazy for a young whiskey.
For a 4-year bourbon?
Is it the best whiskey you've had today? No. But for what it is,
it's probably the best under 4-year whiskey ever.
Yeah, had. Great.
That,
yeah.
I would say that for sure.
All right. Well, we're going to have Justin tell us about our next one.
Okay. Speaking of okay, we're talking about OKI Straight Bourbon, barrel number 5. It's 115.7 proof or 57.85% alcohol by volume. The OKI label is one that is well known to bourbon enthusiasts, having been established by the owners of New Rift Distillery to blend and bottle sourced whiskey while they were waiting for their own distillate to mature. Once New Rift was able to bottle and sell their own whiskey, the OKI label was shelved. Earlier this year, two entrepreneurs, Chad Brezendeen and Jake Warm, acquired the brand from New Rift Distilling. Jake Warm's family has some history in the whiskey business, and with MGP in particular. His great-grandfather helped build the iconic Seagram's Warehouse at Lawrenceburg Distillery back in the 1930s. In keeping with this family history, their initial releases will be 36% high-rye bourbon sourced from MGP LDI. So,
use whichever initials you like. Mm.
So this had a light brown color to it. I got a sweet nose. I got some raisins, pears. I got a hint of green olive, which is not a typical bourbon note, but I saw it there. And then a little bit of cedar. On the palate, it was sweet like the nose. It was oaky, spicy. It was pretty well balanced, and you definitely got that hint of MGP mint. And the finish was pretty long. I don't know the age of this, but it was definitely a long finish. Brent, what did you think?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was nice. It's I got like a white pepper and vanilla on the palate. It was you had that mint, little bit of mint on there, that the pears. It just was it was a very standard bourbon that you pull up off the shelf. You know, there's nothing that was outstanding about it, but it was nothing that was, degrading about it. It's nice middle of the road bourbon that, you want to use for an everyday drink or a mixer and stuff. And
it's a solid 5-year MGP rye.
Right.
They've got some good barrels. I'm glad to see the OKI label come back. You know, they bottled some really great stuff under that label back in the day when New Rift still owned them. So it's good to see them come back. They're running, I'm sure, into the same problem everybody else is, which is, sourcing product. But they're starting out of the gate with, a nice solid bourbon. So what did you think, Harm?
I have to disagree with you guys. I wasn't impressed with this. I didn't get those same notes that Justin got. To me, it smelled kind of green, and you say green olive, to me it says new wood. It's green wood that hasn't been hasn't air dried long enough. It's kind of was a sour note when I first came to it. Vanilla's there. It's like yellow nut, and the palate's a little bit hot. Yellow fruit, sorry, but the palate's a little bit hot, and the finish is pretty long, but it goes to those bitter edge of the baking spices. It's not the cinnamon. It's more the clove. And it's like something dry. I don't know. It didn't hit me in the right spot. Did you guys try it with water or no?
No.
No.
Put a drop of water and see what goes. Yeah, the nose doesn't change.
You weren't even born with the sense God gave the common dog.
Just saying.
It's okay. It's supposed to be.
Right.
But it's, yeah. it's.
They're it not trying to, they're not trying to be this.
Yeah.
Hit it's it a, out of the yeah. park. I mean,
yeah, it's a 5-year MGP. Right. So it's only ever going to be, a 5-year anything is only ever going to be so good. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Maybe I got spoiled by that. That first one was just. Had more, a lot more flavor there.
No, I mean, just
this is simple.
Again,
this, I would not turn my nose up if somebody offered it to me. I would make a cocktail with it, though. It's not something I would sip on.
Exactly, yeah,
it's a cocktail bourbon,
right? It is. That it is.
Well, we're going to be rating the OKI Straight Bourbon Whiskey Barrel Number 5. 3 sips.
Interesting.
So we're going to go on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Yellowstone 2020 Limited Edition Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 101 proof, 50.5% ABV, non-age statement. Suggested retail price of $100 for a 750 milliliter bottle. Steve Beam and his brother, Paul Beam, opened Limestone Branch Distillery in 2011 with the goal of crafting the finest whiskey in small batches. With a history of distilling on both sides of the family, Beam and Dant, the brothers are seventh-generation distillers, and in 2015, they bought the Yellowstone brand, bringing it back to the family. This year's offering features a 7-year-old small-batch bourbon finished in French Armagnac barrels. But clearly, in the taste, the note above, it says an NAS, but someone leaked and spilled the beans that it's an Armagnac barrel for 7 years old. And the color is a lighter whiskey, lighter than the other we've had. It's still a nice deep copper, or actually a kind of a golden color. And the nose is beautiful. Bring the glass from far away. It's soft, creamy leather and suede. And then get your nose closer in the glass and you get the fruit notes coming out. It's honeydew, melon, and I get caramel in here. Somebody off the air before we were tasting this ourselves said chocolate, but to me it's more caramel and melons. And there's a little citrus here too. And on the palate, lots of vanilla. And now the citrus note really comes up. And good oak. There's a nice grip on the palate. And there's a plummy aftertaste there. And the finish goes on. It's not super long, but medium long. And that oak is there. It's good. It's got a nice tingle. It's got a good grip. I really enjoyed this whiskey. This one is nice. And I wish I'd tasted this at a higher proof, but for 101, this is great.
It's very drinkable. It's that, you know, and the nose to it, it just comes on with your nose right off the bat, you know, just before you're going to take a sip of it, and you get that nose, and it's just like,
this is so inviting. It's like a warm hug,
like,
right?
Exactly. That's it. It's a nice little hug. And you get that. I didn't get the chocolate on the nose, but I got all those other notes and stuff. But on the palate, you get that vanilla and the orange, the oak, it's just beautiful. It's just a nice sipper. You just want to sit back in a chair, sit in front of a, you know,
fire.
Yeah. Well, we don't have
If we had cold weather, we want to be hitting.
Sit in front of the pool.
Yeah.
Sit in front of the pool and have a nice little drink of this.
Sitting in the pool in the 85-degree winter.
Well, my brother has a vacation up in the house in the Blue Ridge. I just get the keys and go up there.
Somebody else just
to drink some of this. Go to somebody else's vacation house.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the most cost-effective way to do it.
Yes.
What'd you think, Justin?
So I got a lot of Armagnac on the nose, but it was perfectly balanced with the bourbon notes. That followed through to the palate. Armagnac tends to be from neutral to sweet, depending on which one you get. And it's a really underrated spirit. And what did you think, Bob?
I really enjoyed this one. We've done every one of their limited releases so far,
and this is the best one.
I think the only
I'm
99% sure. I think we even did the first one, and I still have most of them here, stashed around somewhere. And the first thing I said when I tasted it is, this is the best one they've done so far. They use solid whiskey for the blend. It was, you know, well blended, a lot of thought put into it, and then they did a great job with the Armagnac finish. again, taking the Armagnac and filling in the holes and lifting the whiskey up, not covering it up, not making it taste like Armagnac with whiskey in it. Like so many people, yeah, it.
Yeah, some people do.
It is an art. Yeah, it is an absolute.
It truly is, and they know what they're doing with that. I mean, they're doing well with it.
There's so many bourbons, scotches, whiskeys all over the world that they're experimenting with, and I'm glad they are. It's great that they're experimenting with different cask finishes. It's exciting. Brings us a lot of new stuff to talk about. But some of it is done well, and some of it is just overdone. And the ones that are done well are the ones where you elevate the base product by finishing it. And this one was extremely well done. I can't say enough nice stuff about it. Again, that's the best one they've done. I get the leather. I get the little bits of hints of melon. I get a little bit of cocoa on the tip of the nose and on the palate.
Yeah, Brent and I didn't get that cocoa. I got more caramel.
On the palate, it's like burnt orange peel, raisins and plums, dried sticky fruit. You definitely get that Armagnac finish in it. But again, it's not overpowering. Extremely well done. I think
that raisin and plum note is coming from the Armagnac, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I think they did a fantastic job. So can't say enough nice things about it. Guys, keep up the good work. Every year this release gets better. So we just did a Zoom tasting with Mr. Beam the other day, a couple weeks ago.
Two or three weeks ago.
And just nicest people. If you ever make it down to the Bourbon Trail, definitely try and get down to the Limestone Branch Distillery where they make Yellowstone and quite a few others. It is the exact opposite of what you're going to get at some of the big ones, which is the thing that I like most about it. The first time I went there when they first opened, they still had the little bitty pot still, and they hadn't walked in, and the first thing I saw was a big old dog come walking over, came up, gave me a big lick, and went back and nuzzled up against the still because it was warm. And I'm and I'm looking around, and I told Steve Fonte, who's still there, I said, when I hit six numbers, I'm going to come work here. This is great. I love this. They're doing good stuff, and congratulations to them. We're going to rate the Yellowstone 2020 Limited Edition Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey 4 sips.
Yes. That's classified.
All right, so moving on to our next one is the Woodford Reserve Baccarat Edition. This is 90.4 proof, 45.2% ABV. This is the newest release for Brown-Forman from the Woodford line, the Woodford Baccarat Edition. This exclusive whiskey is made from specifically selected casks of Woodford Reserve bourbon that has been aged for an additional 3 years in XO cognac casks from France. It's then bottled in a handmade Baccarat crystal decanter that took 5 days to create at their studios in Baccarat, France. Originally released a year ago as a duty-free only release, so, Arab sheiks and tech billionaires can buy it when they're going through Heathrow, I guess. It is now available at select U.S. retailers and in limited numbers at the Woodford Gift Shop. Baccarat is celebrating more than 250 years since it was founded in 1764 by King Louis XV. And, they're trying to play up the connection because Woodford Reserve is located in a town called Versailles, Kentucky. And you're in Kentucky because if you're not from Kentucky and you look at it, you say Versailles. No, it's Versailles. But let's see. On the nose, I get a tropical fruit note on it.
But, it's like Cairo.
Yeah, but this one, just like honestly, this we've had a couple.
Cognac.
Here. This one here, big difference with water. Huge difference.
Oh yeah. Without the water, this was very muted, right?
Yeah, it was very, very muted, and we all kind of went, "This is how much?" And the minute
$1,500,
and you're thinking 94.4 proof. Yeah, you really don't want to put any water in it. Literally a drop or two in the little samples that we're drinking here, and kaboom! The tropical fruit. When I tasted it without water, it was on the nose. It was tropical fruit stripe gum, and
jackfruit.
And on the palate, it was almost like a melted vanilla milkshake. Creamy, mouth-coating vanilla. As soon as you put the water in, the vanilla came out. Marzipan came out.
Chocolate, leather.
Leather, tobacco, like an old tobacco barn. And on the palate, as soon as the water went in, You still had that creamy vanilla, but then the huge tropical fruit wave just came in. And we all looked around at each other and went, well, our scores all just went up. I mean,
yes.
It's add water to your whiskey, folks. Absolutely. It absolutely can completely change it. And in the case of this one, it absolutely raised it up a huge step. So great, great job, guys. I mean, it's one of the best Woodford products I think I've had. What'd you think, Brent?
Oh, definitely the best Woodford I had. You know, normally Woodford, I always think of something as a little bit on the heavier side, a little bit. And this is so smooth. It's more delicate.
I think the word you're looking for is lithe. This is lithe on the tongue. It is sexy.
Somebody looked at his word of the day calendar before he came over this morning.
But we do have to give Harm credit for adding the water to this.
Well, one. He hasn't used the word, I was going to claim credit later. He hasn't used the word retronasal today, so he's on to a new word.
give me a chance, man. There's three more whiskeys.
You know, but yeah, this is it's just beautiful. I wish
this is sexy. It's not just beautiful.
Put it in a regular bottle and sell it at a price that people can afford.
People can afford $1,500. What, you don't have a yacht?
I know. And that's what Dave Pickerel said. Brent, get a better job.
I miss Dave. That man was to the point.
You know, that's...
Yeah. We miss you, brother.
Yeah. You know, but it's very nice, but I'll never be able to afford one, so...
We tasted it today.
You don't have to.
We just tasted it. You're drinking it right now.
Either
drinking
get a better right job or get a...
Or be on a great show. A
radio show, too.
What would you think, Mr. Live?
Live, that's me. I'm certainly not live. I'm kind of more like waddling.
Give me attitude, sir.
Okay, the color was a light, beautiful gold, which was, compared to all these other dark whiskeys had today, was like on the lighter side. And without the water, it was all tropical fruit. I got this jackfruit thing going on, that juicy fruit thing, loads of spices.
You like saying jackfruit way too much.
I said it twice today, I believe.
Yeah, at least
that's
four
way
times.
Too much.
That's too many times, right?
Okay. What would Freud say?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a remind me of juicy fruit gum.
It has something to do with his mother, I'm sure.
Juicy fruit gum, basically. And then it didn't really go anywhere. And I said, let me just do this. I put some water in it, and it woke up like you wouldn't believe. Like, it's tobacco, chocolate.
Like flipping a switch.
Brent's the one that came up with marzipan, and he was absolutely right.
Oh, yeah.
And, geez, what do you guys think? Was it Justin? Was it your turn?
It's turbo.
We have to wait for
the water.
Well, after commercial, Justin, after commercial.
Just the destination. But baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing the Woodford Reserve Baccarat Edition.
And we just threw it to Justin in time for commercial.
Yeah. What do you think, Justin?
Cut you off already.
So the flavors in this were definitely muted before the water and after. It was like turbo. And yeah, it definitely knocked it a whole sip rating up. Now, after the water, it's like I can understand why you put it in a fancy bottle. Before, I was like, oh, they made an error. Again, another well-balanced product. With the spirit, the cognac, and the bourbon, after the water, perfectly balanced.
Yeah, the cognac notes really shine here too, without being overshone, without overshining the, or occluding the bourbon.
Yeah, really good. So,
sips.
We're going to be rating the Woodford Reserve Baccarat Edition. Four sips.
Under protest, I go higher. Whatever.
Yeah. Well. We can't do halves.
Can't do halves. I understand.
I know. It's unfortunate. All right. So we're going to be going on to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us all about that one.
Thanks, Bob. This one here is the Larceny Barrel Proof C920. It's a 61.2 proof or 122.4% ABV. This is non-chill filtered. I always like when I see that non-chilled filtered. It means I get a little tasty particles in there.
What's up? Fatty acids.
Yeah, those fatty acids. I always like that.
So. Their mouth coating.
Following the traditional coding system established by Heaven Hill, the first letter of the batch number indicates which of that year's releases the bottle was part of, starting with A, while the second digit is the number that determines the month of the year the bottle was released, and the third and fourth digits indicate the year. The Larsenal Barrel Proof C920 is the final batch of Larceny Barrel Proof for 2020. It's inaugural year. Yeah, it came out. We've had the... I know we had the first one. And
we had the A, yeah. We don't have the B.
We didn't have the B, yeah. And, you know, if you're a fan of Larceny, which, you know, if you like a weeded bourbon, Larceny is a nice weeded bourbon.
And they have improved over the years so much.
It has. And it's this is just like the Larceny Barrel Proof, like, just jacked up Larceny. It's like really nice. You know, you get the cream and the vanilla and the cream and the caramel and the wood tannins on it, and then you just amp it up and, you know, just give a little kick, and it's just makes all of them better. And it gives you a great, beautiful mouthfeel to this. You know, I enjoy getting this whenever I can, and I haven't been able to really find it yet because it's so limited everywhere.
They're super limited. I think I've got maybe 6 bottles of the B release in the store, and they went away the same day.
Right,
same day they came in.
Right. I mean, people are chasing this down, and there's a reason they're chasing it down, because it is that good. It's well worth chasing.
I mean, it's not expensive whiskey. It's just there's so little of it, and they're
yeah.
You know, I can only buy so much of Heaven Hill products to get their allocations. Like,
right.
Here, Harm, buy $10,000 worth of Blackheart rum, the knockoff Captain Morgan or whatever it is, and Barton's vodka, which is like the lowest vodka on the totem pole. Jeez.
But yeah, this is delicious. This is just a nice. God, I just love this.
Yeah, they make another great sip. Whiskey,
I'm like,
man.
Oh man, it's just really nice. This is so nice, Justin.
So, I'm a fan of the Larceny Barrel Proof releases. I think they were all good. This was the least good of the three that I've had so far. But that being said, it's still fine if you're lucky enough to get a bottle of it. It's still good whiskey. It's a great value for the money, like most Heaven Hill products are. Yeah, what do you think, Bob?
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. It's on the nose. On the nose, there's a nuttiness to it. Not exactly walnuts. It doesn't have that that bitterness to it, but it's got a very strong nuttiness to me on the tip of the nose. And then you get big, broad, nice, fresh oak.
Yeah, those wood tannins really come through on this. And
old, worn-out leather. And then on the
for me, palate. It was the vanilla bomb at first, the leather. But you're absolutely right, the leather, right?
Mm, yeah.
So I get brown sugar, caramel. I get just a little bit of that spice and just like a hint of mint. And then maybe on the finish, like some dried fruit, like raisins, prunes, you know, like a sticky dried fruit. Lovely. Absolutely lovely. I'm actually liking this one better than the last one we did. So each one of them is different, and each one of them is great, and each one of them is hard to find, unfortunately. But if you can locate one, as usual, Heaven Hill's knocking it out of the park with the value. You know, that's the thing I love about this one and the next one we have, is because, you know, for the money, you're not going to get really anything much better than that.
Nah.
You can pay 10 times as much and really not do much better than what you got sitting in front of you. So, I mean, the value there that you get out of some of the products out of Heaven Hill is so far superior to a lot of people. So.
Stop telling people that. They're just going to raise the price when they hear the show, man.
Yeah, well, they ship it to me, so I don't care.
We get free samples at the show.
Yeah, you know, as long as I keep this job going, I'm happy. Mm-hmm.
We don't take any of their stinking money, but we'll take their stinking whiskey.
Oh no,
we'll take the whiskey.
Yeah, yep. No, we'll take their whiskey. We'll absolutely take their whiskey. So we're going to be rating the Larceny Barrel Proof C920 4 sips.
That's classified.
And we're going on to our next whiskey. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. I am excited about this one. We were talking about Heaven Hill, and
damn
I
damn well ought to be.
I was, you know, giving them guff about you know, having to buy all this other stuff for them to make, but to get the allocations. But I take it all back. Please send me more of this whiskey.
Are you threatening me?
Yeah. Please keep sending me the allocations. God, they're good.
Don't give me attitude,
yes,
sir.
Yes. So we had a great Elijah Craig barrel pick that we did for the Fort Lauderdale Whiskey Society, which I was, you know, thought was stunning. And this is actually better. This is so good. This is not a single barrel. It's the C920 Elijah Craig barrel proof, 66.4 proof, 132.8 ABV, non-chill filtered. So it's got all those fatty acids that give you the mouth coating palate. Elijah Craig Barrel Proof is an uncut, small batch, 12-year-old bourbon bottle straight from the barrel. This is released 3 times per year, so this is the 3rd release. Barrel Proof C920 is the final batch for 2020. It's a deep copper color, and the nose is just freaking beautiful. Caramel, brown sugar, creme brulee, black cherries, and it just goes on and on. The more you come to it, the more you smell, and there's the citrus note, there's the woodiness. But I go to put it on the palate, and the first thing I notice is the grip. That's got, that 12 years of wood shows. I
grabbed you by the throat and shakes the hell out of you.
Yeah. Give it that Kentucky chew, and you feel your tongue tighten up, and that's all that tannin coming up. But it's not hot. That's the craziest thing. This is 133 proof. I don't even believe it tastes like 100 proof.
It's, no, I mean,
and so yeah. Much flavor, and the palate's just long finish.
It's got that heat from it though, but I mean, it you is
get
beautiful.
Heat? I don't get any heat on this.
Oh, I get the nice. Oh, I get that beautiful.
It's got a nice warm. It's not. It's not.
Right. Wow, no. Right. No. Yeah. No. Like that.
No, but this is not triggering warm, my acid reflux. You know, it's not, right. Not burning. This is
right. Good. It's that
and that's,
nice.
That's another characteristic of this release. Every time we get it, it's always a high proof because I mean it's a barrel proof release. But usually, most of them do not drink as high as they. Are.
Yeah, they don't burn you. I've had 115 proof whiskeys that are stronger.
Yeah, take the enamel off your teeth.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes. This one gives you that nice, you know, start at the top of your, you know, start at the top and just lingers down your body.
Gives you the Kentucky hug.
Oh, the hug for sure. This never disappoints. Every single year they put this out 3 times a year and you try to figure out, well, which one was better or this one or this one or whatever. It doesn't really matter because they, you know, none of them disappoint. They're all really good.
I mean, I love the B520. I love that, but this is even better, I think. But again, who's holding on to it? I mean, there are people out there like, I've got 6 bottles of each one. It's like, screw you, man. Drink your whiskey. Drink your whiskey.
I think if I'm remembering correctly, I think this one's drinks a little darker. Than the last two this year. But the last two this year were both stunning. So,
And I didn't put a drop of water in this one or the last one, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting black cherries and again, nuts. I get nuts on the nose on this. So.
It goes more towards walnut here and almond.
Yeah. That's I'm getting more of the walnut on this. I got more of the almond on the larceny, but on the palate. It's so good. Oh, just dusty kind of cocoa and dark caramel. And then on the back palate, that creamy kind of milk chocolate. A little bit of mocha, you know, a little bit of coffee note to it.
It's got such a long finish. I'm still tasting it.
Yeah, and the finish goes on.
I just want to tell everybody this is really bad, but I don't want you to go out there. You know?
Don't buy this.
Don't buy this. Yes. Don't buy this because I, you know, because.
Yes, I'm sorry to the folks in Heaven Hill. This one's terrible. And hopefully I might be able to help you dispose of all of this worthless
dribble. You're not going to be able to get rid of it. Just send it to Fine Spirits.
Yeah.
I'll do you a favor.
Yeah, we'll put it in the bargain bin and the shopping cart up front. And it might take a little while for it to sell. I'm just saying. Yeah, fantastic whiskey. Absolutely fantastic whiskey. So we're going to be rating the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof 920. Oh, did you say anything?
That's okay. I only want one comment. This really reminds me of another Heaven Hill product, their Grenade. The only difference between this and that is it's just more complex.
Oh, yeah.
But it definitely reminded me of it.
I've never had the Grenade, man.
Really?
It's come outstanding. It's gift shop only bottle.
Come over to those.
I will.
But they're very reasonable.
I'm going to dig one out of the other room now.
Oh, you've had one here.
Yeah. Well,
before the show's over.
Do as I say, and you live.
Okay. So we're going to be rating the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof C920, a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, definitely. Here.
All right, so Justin has the honors of doing our last one. It's been a pretty good show, and we've been building up. So what have we got to drink now, Justin?
Probably something nothing good, probably.
Nothing good. You want to get rid of this one, too, Heaven Hill. Just send it to Fine Spirits.
Well, if you see this on the shelf, just don't buy it. Let me get it.
Yeah, avoid this stuff like the plague.
Yeah, avoid it. You can't handle it.
It's not for you.
It's not for you. Exactly. So this is the Parker's Heritage Collection 10-year-old heavy char bourbon. It's 120 proof, and it's non-chill filtered, which means all the good stuff they left in it. The 14th edition of Parker's Heritage Collection continues the interaction of barrel char across varying mash bills. This time, with Heaven Hill's traditional bourbon mash bill of 78% corn, 12% malted barley, and 10% rye. Aged in heavy char, level 5 barrels.
Actually, their heavy chars are level 6s.
Oh, that's interesting.
They made a new level. According for the 2019, I don't think they did it for 2020.
Uh-huh.
For 2019, they told us they did a custom made char that goes beyond level 5. They would call it a level 6.
And how much longer do they char it?
Yeah. It's 30 seconds longer than a level 5.
Ooh. All right. Char is if you've ever seen level 5 char barrel staves, they are really dark and burnt. I've never seen a 6. I look forward to it someday. As opposed to the customary level 3 for Heaven Hill.
That's true. The Elijah Craig's a level 3.
The resulting flavors carry intensified notes of the traditional bourbon. Consisting of 102 barrels aged on the 6th floor of Rick House Y for 10 years, the heavy char brings forth a caramel and maple sweetness, as well as a slight smokiness developed after 40 Kentucky seasons in the barrel. This is the second heavy char edition of the series following last year's heavy char rye, and is a study of how a more intense char allows the liquid to penetrate deeper into each barrel stave and the effects on the resulting flavor. This was a dark brown spirit. It's perfectly balanced. On the nose, you get nice vanilla notes, and then I got buttercream and even some cream soda at the end of the nose. On the palate, the vanilla falls through, and then you get some nice heat, probably from the heavily charred barrel. And it tastes as well balanced as it smelled, and it's a long, nice finish. This is an exceptional bourbon. What did you think, Brent?
Yes, I think the char, you know, when you char something, you're burning it, you're burning it through. And that, I think that gives it a little bit of, some more air to get through and deeper into the wood, and to absorb that. And this is just beautiful. I mean, I think they've done that when you, on the nose, you get those cherries, some vanilla, a little bit of baking spice. But the mouthfeel, I mean, this coats your entire mouth. This goes front to back on your entire mouth, and it really, really, truly gives you that that Kentucky hug that that they're known for and stuff. And you get the on the palate, you got the rye, pepper, spice. Even though this is not rye, you still get that. You still pick up some of the rye notes there with the spice and the vanilla and the caramel, and it just hugs you and warms you. Gosh, this might be their best Heritage Collection that they've come out with. I enjoy this. This
the
is
the best one I've tasted.
Yeah,
best one you've tasted so far. Yeah,
no, best one I've tasted from Parker's.
Yeah. I mean, it's thick, it's chewy, it's huge oak, it's huge char. I get honey and burnt toffee on the palate and
hazelnut
and the yeah.
definitely hazelnut, and the finish just goes on forever.
Doesn't stop.
When we were tasting it before we started recording today, I started counting. I got in two and a half minutes, and it was still just as strong on my tongue as when I swallowed it the first time. So huge, 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 huge whiskey. Fantastic. Five sips for the Parker's Heritage 10-year heavy char bourbon. Well deserved.
Again, if you see it on the shelf, leave it. It's not worth your time.
Yeah. Well, we have really messed up palates, so we really like the lousy stuff. So please, if you find any, just ship it to us, and we'll get rid of it for you.
Safely.
So that's all the time we have today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap on the subscribe button. The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, or whoever the woman is that answers you back on your phone, play podcasts, sip suds, and smokes. We love your feedback. You can reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at @sipsudsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with thousands of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. It's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Want to thank our co-host for joining. You should thank me.
Yeah. We should be thanking you, Bob.
Yeah. I want to thank our co-host for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Well, I'm a little disappointed that we didn't have a dump bucket, because I would have liked an infinity bucket of today's product.
We had a dump bucket in the last show. Dump means for whiskey, not what you. I'll never get that out of my head. I mean, just...
You've done enough.
He's thinking back to his days in those Mexican prisons.
Exactly.
Farm days.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you so much, Bob. What a great day in the basement.
And thank you, Harm.
Thank you, Bob. I mean it sincerely, but not sincerely enough that the Great Pumpkin will ever visit me.
No, well, your pumpkin hatch was not the most sincere this year. I don't know what to tell you, buddy. We're Sip, Suds, and Smokes. This is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And
oh, by the way, Bob, retro nasal.
There you go.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.